Well, the numbers haven't said anything good for 3 months. They've fallen 3 months in a row, Nicole, which doesn't exactly espouse a great expanding economy, except that it really is sort of all due to special factors. First, we had falling gasoline prices that pulled down retail sales because gasoline stations are in retail sales. And then last month, gasoline prices actually went up, but we had terrible winter weather. And so as a result, auto sales and other durable goods sales went down enough to pull the sales down. So normally, if we saw 3 months of falling retail sales, we'd say, ooh, this looks very bad. But all of this is in contrast to the tremendous gains in jobs and in a really accelerating growth in real disposable income, which is income that people have after prices and after taxes, which is really what the money is that people have to spend. And that's been growing strongly.
So what about this month specifically? You've said that this month's sales decline is highly suspect, and that sounds intriguing. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, we had one of the biggest gains in employment growth. We had one of the biggest increases in real disposable income, and retail sales go down. I mean, it's just very odd. And as I look at the data a little more carefully, what we see is retail sales went down a lot in all the cold places, and retail sales continued to grow strongly in all the warm places. So it's got to be the weather. It's the only thing that makes any sense. And I think what we'll see is a recovery of those sales very strongly as the weather gets better. In other words, the sales that were missed in January and February will be gained in March and April.
What about those retail sales in Florida, Hank? How do this month's numbers look for the state?
They're spectacular. I mean, retail sales are up 12% on a December over December basis. That's the latest data we have, Nicole.
Wow.
And those sales have been accelerating every single year since the recession ended. And now sales on an average annual basis grew in 2014 by almost 9%. So not only did they grow, but they're growing at an accelerating rate because the December number was even faster. And given all the population growth we've had and the strong gains in employment here in Florida, those sales gains will continue to accelerate for some time. We've seen huge increases in tourism, double-digit gains in tourism, double-digit gains in automobile sales, which went down in New England and down in the Northeast and in the country. They go up in Florida. Warm weather, people could go out and shop for cars.
Is this big jump across the board in Florida's metro areas? Are some doing better than others? How does that look?
Yeah, there's a lot of difference across the areas. Generally speaking, the larger metropolitan areas are doing better. Generally speaking, the ones like Orlando or Miami with a lot of tourism. And then we saw a lot of gains along Southwest Florida, Naples and Sarasota, Bradenton in particular, as we've seen a big ramp up in construction activity and big increases in retiree migration, which has led to more durable goods sales and more automobile sales. But it's not everywhere.
What are some of the places that are seeing some slower growth?
Yeah, much, much slower growth in Tallahassee and Gainesville because their job bases are very dependent upon gains in state government. So we have had reductions in state government employees and no pay increases for state government employees. So they haven't done that well. The Panhandle has lagged this whole recovery process. And so it's a little weaker. And then the smaller metropolitan areas, for example, in our area, Daytona Beach and Melbourne are doing well. Retail sales are up 8 to 9%, but the average for the state is up 12%. So they're underperforming. So generally speaking, the smaller metropolitan areas are underperforming. Panhandle, Tallahassee, and Gainesville. They're only growing by 2, 3%. So although they're above the national averages, they're way low by Florida standards, Nicole.
So let me ask you, Hank, speaking of the national averages, does all this make Florida an outlier across the nation? And do you expect the U.S. to start logging higher retail sales numbers as the weather gets better and gas prices level out and all that? Or will sales continue to track downward across the U.S. and move in the opposite direction of Florida? What do you think will happen?
No, I think the U.S. is about to really see a real growth in retail sales. The warmer areas from California to Florida, all across the South, They've done pretty well throughout this whole period. So they can't do all that much better than they're doing. So we're going to see a lot of catch-up sales. And I think the economy is going to grow 3.5%, 4%.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Good to be with you, Nicole.